KY Says.
Satkeho sir, and welcome back to another Satsang session with Gaival Youth. We are excited to continue this Upasana translation journey with you all, so let's get started. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Gaival Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational.
Satkeho sahib everyone, it's Nishtha. Welcome back to another episode of Upasana Translations. I'm here with Radhi and we're ready to dissect more of our Upasana and bring our Gaival Youthers some exciting announcements. What do you say, Radhi? Shall we get started?
Yes, let's do this. All right, everyone. Satkeho sahib. Happy to have you all back for another soulful episode. Today's episode is definitely an interesting one. As Bobby said, we have some new items on our plates today, and we are excited to share them with all of you. And to add the final cherries on top, our KY guests for this episode are also some truly interesting and flavorful characters. At this time, I would like to welcome our KY Southern Belle Kajal and our KY Pretty Boy Roshan. Welcome to the podcast, you two.
Yes, welcome. Kajal and Roshan have both been involved in our Satkeho faith since they're very little munchkins. Kajal grew up in Georgia and always participated in our Georgia group Satkeho activities like bhajans, programs and Guruji Seva. Roshan grew up in Chicago and has been an active member of our Kaival Gnan Mandir since its beginning days, participating in dances, plays, satsang and even doing seva. Both have become active KY committee members and we are happy to have them on our episode today.
Thanks Bobby and Radhi. I know I speak for Roshan and myself when I say that we are so excited to be here and help spread our Kaival Gnan. Satkeho sahib everyone. I have really been trying to get one-on-one with my faith in Param Guru, and learning about our Upasana is definitely helping me do that.
Yeah, I agree. Learning the meanings is helping me connect to the words I am singing, so thanks for having us on this episode. At this time, I'd also like to give a shout-out to all my Ross fans. What's up, fam?
Boy, you ain't got no fans. Sit down. You didn't even say Satkeho sahib to everyone.
Oh, shoot, my bad. Sorry, everyone. Satkeho sahib. But seriously, I am so happy to be here to help translate the next part of our morning Upasana. So ladies, what are we doing today? Let me know if you need a beat. I brought my tablas with me.
Oh lord. Kajal, you want to take this one or should I?
Let it be, Radhi. He's gonna be like this the whole time. But to answer his question, aren't we doing translations for smaller sections of the morning Upasana today?
Yes, you are right. Today we'll be translating Karta Stuti Sakhi, which follows Karta Stuti and our Jai Vidhi, which comes after the Sakhi. We will also be discussing the importance of Nitya Niyam in our faith.
You know, I've always wondered about the Sakhi parts of our Upasana. Like every time we did Upasana practice on Mandir, there would always be a Sakhi section, and I would wonder what that means. Like I get it, Karta Stuti is dedicated to Karta, Guru Stuti is dedicated to Param Guru, but who is the Sakhi for?
Yeah, that's true. I would wonder that too, but like, you know, I just always thought of it like, oh, it's something that we have to do or we gotta do.
You both are right. We do have a few sections in our Upasana that are quote-unquote Sakhis. What does this mean?
I don't know, Radhi. That's why we're asking you.
Boy, you gonna let me finish my thought before you interrupt?
Oops, sorry about that.
The word Sakhi is derived from the word Sakshi, which means to be a witness. A person who is a Sakshi is a witness.
So like if Roshan and I went to volunteer at a soup kitchen, and then Roshan went and told everyone that he volunteered but no one believed him because, well, you know, it's Roshan, and I would be his witness. Like, would I tell people, or could I tell people that I saw him and I am a witness, or like you said, a Sakshi?
Yes, that is exactly right. Although, why wouldn't anyone believe Roshan went volunteering? I would believe it. He seems like a very sweet young man.
See, Bobby knows the truth. Thank you, Bobby, for having my back.
I think we need to call someone as a Sakshi for Roshan's true behavior. And then that person can tell Bobby what's really up.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
Okay, so back to this. A sakshi is a witness, and the word sakhi is derived from sakshi. So what do you think sakhi means?
So does it mean like a specific type of witness?
Now remember, we are singing this sakhi after Karta Stuti. So who wrote the Karta Stuti?
Oh, I know this. It was Param Guru.
Right. Param Guru wrote Karta Stuti. And who do you think wrote Karta Stuti Sakhi?
Well, if it means witness, then is it Narayan Dashi Maharaj?
So remember what we said. Sakshi means witness. Sakhi does not mean witness. It's derived from that word, though. So what do you think it means? It's still related to the meaning of witness.
Oh, okay. So then does Sakhi mean that something a witness says?
Nice. Yes, so Sakhi is basically like a witness oath.
So like in those law shows, when the witness takes a stand and they have to put their hand on a holy book and say, everything I'm saying is the truth, like that?
Well, hey, I guess you are paying attention. Yes, kind of like that. When a witness goes up on the stand, before giving his statement, he has to take an oath and swear that everything he is about to say is true, and that he is a witness to what he is about to say. So in our prarthanas, some sections are followed by a sakhi, sort of like an oath, reaffirming that everything that was discussed in the original prarthana is true and confirming its validity.
So now that we know this, let's answer this question again. Who do you think wrote the Karta Stuti Sakhi?
Oh, okay. So if Param Guru composed Karta Stuti and we were discussing Karta Stuti Sakhi, then Param Guru composed it, right?
Yes, exactly, Kajal. Param Guru composed Karta Stuti Sakhi as a final summation and affirmation of Karta Stuti.
And we sing this Sakhi immediately after we finish Karta Stuti. So what do you say? Shall we get started?
We don't need singers today, Bobby. I'm here. I'll sing.
Sure, Roshan. You are going to sing for us. I'm excited to hear this.
Oh, no, you're not, Bobby. Trust me on this. This boy has many talents, but singing ain't one of them.
I second that, Robbie.
Wow, that was so uncalled for. I'm a little hurt.
I think you might be a little dramatic here. Okay, Bobby, shall we begin?
This is going to be a very interesting episode indeed. Yes, Robbie, let's do it. Singers, can we sing our first verse, please?
Bhakti Jnana Vairag Ke Sakala Shastra Phalate So Sampati Sukh Paiye Betat Srimata Kuver.
Before we dive into this beautiful first verse, let's first remember some of the main points of Karta Stuti. Because remember, the sakhi is directly related to the prarthana sung before it or after it.
Okay, so wasn't it like in each verse of Karta Stuti, Param Guru is talking to Karta directly, like he is saying Aho Nath, which means O Karta.
Very good, keep going.
Haha, Kajal, do you want to say something?
Yeah, okay, alright, got it. So Param Guru is just talking about how great Karta is and how Karta is like limitless in the Karta Stuti, right?
Yep, good job. Okay, so we will review more later, but keep these points in mind as we translate our sakhi. Bobby, would you like to take lead?
Sure. Okay, first line. Bhakti Jnana Vairag Ke Sakala Shastra Phal Teer. Bhakti means devotion. Jnan means knowledge, but in this context, it is referring to Param Guru's Jnan about Karta. Vairag means detachment in the context of our faith. So Vairag is the ability to let go of trivial things with respect to materials and relationships. Ke, remember the word ke shows possession of. Sakal means entire, and Shastras refers to the holy scriptures like the Veds. And phal ter means fruits of. So the overall in this first line, Param Guru is saying all the fruits of bhakti, jnana and vairag received from all the scriptures.
The second line, Sahu sampati sukha paiye bhetata shrimanta kuver. Sahu means all or everything. Sampati means possessions or assets. Sukh means happiness. Paiye means to receive or get. Bhetata means to meet. And Srimata Kuver is Param Guru. So that last part of the line, Bhetata Srimata Kuver, means to meet Srimata Kuver, means to meet Param Guru. So Param Guru is referring to himself in the third person as he is saying that we will get so much more true happiness and wealth from the Gnan, Bhakti and Vairag that Param Guru has brought with him and given us. If we implement his Gnan into our lives, we will get to meet the one and only Param Guru and get ultimate happiness.
Remember now, these two verses are connected. Param Guru is first listing all the actions that will give us true happiness and tranquility in our lives. So by doing regular bhakti, obtaining jnana, and by engaging in some level of vairag, some level of detachment, we will find more true and permanent happiness.
And Param Guru is saying that all the happiness and fruits that are associated with doing these activities can be obtained by going to Param Guru's shelter alone.
Because Param Guru gives us Kartas Jnan. So by giving us Jnan, he helps get rid of our ignorance, and that helps us understand the importance of doing regular bhakti.
And if we have more Jnan, we will understand why we shouldn't be so attached to our materials, possessions, and relationships. So then that will help us get more Vairag.
Wow, I'm impressed. Very nice, both of you. Yes. Building this connection to Param Guru and understanding the Gnan he has brought will help us increase our overall happiness, wealth.
Also remember, when we connect this to Karta Stuti, Param Guru is first saying how powerful Karta is and that he, Param Guru, has the powers that Karta has given him. And Param Guru empowers his bhaktus by giving them Karta's Gnan and helping bhaktus connect to Karta. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Kajal, you following this? It's pretty complicated.
Boy, don't even. If anyone needs to pay closer attention, it's you, okay?
Okay. So remember, in satsang, we are all learning. No one is above and no one is below. So shall we go on to the next verse? Singers?
Chidanand Chakvipati Gati Karana Manaswan आए हु जुग दर्शावार घट घट कैवल ग्रान.
The first line, चिदानंद चकवेपति गति करण मन स्मांत्य. चिदानंद means eternal bliss. चकवे comes from the word चक्रवर्ती, which means most powerful and limitless with respect to talents and abilities. In our Hindu scriptures, this word, Chakravarti, was used to describe the most powerful and one warrior. So that warrior who was Chakravarti could not be beaten by anyone. Pati directly means husband. But remember the context that Param Guru uses the word Pati in. Back in the day, a woman's Pati was her everything. He was the center of her universe, and she revolved everything around him. So Param Guru in this context is using these two words together, Chakravarti and Pati, to refer to Kaival Karta, who is the ultimate creator and controller of this universe. So Kaival Karta has the reins of the entire universe. Gati refers to nature in this context, nature in the sense like a behavioral nature. Karan means to do. Man means mind. Svantya means peace. So in this first line, Param Guru is saying that Karta, the most powerful one, who is always eternally blissful, can give us mental peace if we know and understand him.
So like, when we do Om Mantra, we are supposed to think of Karta. Like that, right?
Yes, Kajal. By doing Amar Mantra, we should be trying to focus on Karta and our Ansh-Ansh connection. This is how we do Dhyan or meditation, and this will give us true mental peace. Okay, and the next line in this verse, Ayuhu jukadarishavava gata gata kaivalakrant. Ayuhu means has come to. Jug means earth. Darshava means to show. Gut means body. So Paramguru uses gut twice, means body. So he's referring to all the single bodies, all the bodies on this earth, every single body on this earth. Kaival Krant means Kaival Karta's light, Kaival Karta's prakash. So Paramguru says that he has come to this earth to make the Anshas realize that Kaival Karta's light exists in every single body. So the overall meaning, Paramguru Srimad Karna Sagar Maharaj declares that he has descended in this earth with an aim to give peace and bliss to all the Anshas by making them aware of the Karta's light in every body, thereby showing the relationship of the Ansh and the Anshi.
So in this verse, Param Guru is saying that he has come to earth to help us experience peace and happiness through knowing Karta.
That's right. Good job, Roshni. Okay, next verse, please.
Roma Roma Raja Raja Gati Mati Manohar Gnyan Divya Desha Vivida Vida Kari Gaye Sakala Pechan.
Roma Roma Raja Raja Gati Mati Manohar Gnyan. Okay, so word by word, Roma means pores, Raj means nerves. So Paramguru, like the previous verse, is repeating the word Rom and Raj twice again here. So he's basically trying to say every single pore or every single nerve in our bodies, okay? Gati in this verse means nature of understanding. Mati means mind. Manohar is an adjective used to describe happiness and bliss. And Gnan means knowledge. So these two words combined, Manohar Gnan, means knowledge that gives us happiness and bliss and that removes all the sorrows. So Paramguru is saying that because of this Kaival Gnan, which gives me ultimate happiness and peace, I am able to know and understand every pore and every nerve in my body. So this is an analogy that Paramguru is using here, that Karta's Gnan is so comprehensive and extensive that it allows us to understand everything down to the smallest pores and nerves of every single body.
Divya Desha Vivida Vida Kari Gaye Sakala Pahichan. Divya is an adjective which means ultimately divine. Desh means world, but in this verse it means creation. Vivid Vid, in this context, these two words combined mean various Gnan. Kari Gaye, these two words combined mean to have done. Kari means to do, and gaye makes it a past progressive word. Sakal in this verse means everyone. Behechan means to inform. So, overall meaning of this line, Kajal, would you like to try translating the overall meaning of this line?
Yeah, I could try. Okay. So Paramguru is saying that he has brought all of this different jnana to his divine creation and given it to everyone?
Yes, okay, good. So the overall meaning of this verse, combining both lines, Rom Rom and Divya Desh, what is the overall meaning?
Roshan, why don't you take this one?
Ooh, I knew this was coming. But don't worry, ladies. I know this. I've been taking notes. Okay. So Roma Rom and Raja Raj means pores and nerves, and in that line, Paramguru is saying that because of Karta's great Gnan, he is able to know everything and everybody down to the smallest pore and nerve, and he has brought this different Gnan down to this divine creation which he has given everyone.
Very good, Roshan. Exactly right. Paramguru has brought us this different type of Gnan that allows us to gain a micro and a macro understanding. This type of Gnan will give us eternal bliss and happiness. See, Radhi and Kajal, Roshan knows what he's talking about.
Okay, Bhabhi, I agree, but don't gas him up too much. Udi jase pachi.
Okay, next verse, singers.
Uchari grant agadhi kalimala harana agnyan. नाथ करण को दे गए सज्जन को पै पान।
The first line, उचरे ग्रंथ अगाध ही कलिमल हरण अज्ञान। उचरे means to compose with emphasis. Granth means religious scriptures. Agadahi means intensively. Agad means very intensely voluminous. Kali is a synonym for Kalyug, which is the current time frame. The present time frame is known as Kalyug. Mal means within. Haran means to remove. Agnyan means ignorance or illiteracy. So what do we think the overall meaning of this line means? Roshan, would you like to take this one?
Ooh, I felt this one coming, but I got you, Radhi. Okay, so in this line, Paramguru is saying that he has composed these intense holy scriptures and he has brought them to Kalyug.
Good, and for what purpose? Why do you think Paramguru composed these holy scriptures, these granths, to give to people during this time?
To remove the ignorance of people, like if we obtain Paramguru's knowledge, we won't be ignorant fools.
Okay, so this first line, Paramguru is saying that he has intensely composed these comprehensive granths, which have the main purpose of removing ignorance.
All right, so second line?
Yes. Nath karanaku de gai, sajjanaku pai paan. So word by word here. Nath means pati or swami. So remember we discussed this in previous satsangs that the word pati, nath, swami are all used interchangeably to describe a high entity who is the master of all of us. Okay? Karanku means karva mate, which means for the purpose of doing. De gaye means to have given, like api gaya che. Sajanku, so the root word here is sajan, which means bhaktos or satsangis, which is basically fellow devotees. Ku is merely showing possession of, and pae paan means to spread.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm not sure I can put this together properly.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It's okay, I can help. Okay, so this line is a continuation of the line before it. So in the first line in this last verse, Paramguru says that he has brought this voluminous and comprehensive use of the word agad, gnan, to this yug. The second line is a continuation saying that karta, or pati, has given him this gnan for the purpose of spreading it to all the bhaktos, who are known as sajano.
Oh, so all this deep knowledge that Paramguru has brought, karta has given it to him to help spread it to the bhaktos.
Exactly right, Kajal. Good. So Karta Stuti Sakhi is not long, only 4 verses. But what was our main takeaway here?
Paramguru brought Karta's gnan to give to all bhaktos.
Okay, what else?
Karta's gnan is really deep and can help us develop.
Good. Keep going. What else?
Oh, I know this. Okay, so we can get all the knowledge from Paramguru's shelter. And that knowledge has the power to give us this ultimate level of happiness if we use it in the right way.
Okay, give me an example.
Dang, Radhi, my answers are never enough for you.
No, I agree with Radhi on this one. Examples help us connect.
Bobby, you too? Okay. Alright, so I got these new socks, and they have pineapples on them, and they're really cool. I like them a lot. So when I wear them, I make sure that my outfit matches with them too, so then everybody can see how cool my socks are.
Okay, and?
And Paramguru teaches us that it isn't good to be so connected to our materials, because at the end of the day, they are temporary. So like me being attached to my socks, I'm not showing vairag.
Okay, that was good, Roshan. But does vairag mean we all have to become saints and renounce everything?
No, I think it means that we gotta keep it in check, like, don't overdo things. So if it becomes a distraction, like if I'm doing upasana and I start thinking about my new purse, then it's like getting in the way of my faith, like that, right?
Great job. I think you both explained that very nicely. Paramguru teaches us about bhakti, gnan, vairag, so that we can implement it in the right doses and connect with Paramguru and ultimately Kaival Karta. Okay, So now that Karta Stuti Sakhi is done, what's next?
I don't know about Kajal, but I'm starting to get a little hungry. I was just thinking about the baklava my mom just brought home for me.
Boy, do you think about anything else besides food?
He thinks about his pineapple socks.
Okay. Back to Radhi's question. What comes after Karta Stuti Sakhi?
Our JVD comes next. So we do the Mangala Arti, Shangar Arti, Karta Stuti, Karta Stuti Sakhi, and then the JVD.
Isn't JVD like always the last part of any Prarthana section or Prarthana in general?
That is right. JVD comes at the end of a particular section of Prarthanas. So in this case, all of the sections associated with Mangala and Shangar Arti are now complete. So we will do JVD. What does our JVD symbolize? What is its purpose?
So we are paying our respect to Kevalkarta, Param Guru and all the Acharyas that have come, right? So let's go over our JVD. Singers, can one of you please say the first line of the JVD?
Adi Sakrat Swaraj Karunesh Kevalkarta Ki
Jai!
The first line of our JVD is dedicated to Karta. Param Guru has given Karta 5 important adjectives to help describe Karta's existence, abilities, and nature.
Right, but can either of you tell us what JVD means?
Vidhi is like one type of puja, right?
Yes. So Vidhi is one type of tradition that is done in a specific order. And what does Jai mean, Roshan?
Jai? Doesn't it mean like someone who wins? I don't know. I'm just thinking to the movies about war like Bajirao, when someone said the king's name and everyone said Jai.
Okay, that is a good guess and you are on the right track. So Jai means glory. So when we say someone's Jai, we are praising that person's glory. It is done for soldiers and kings, and it is done for santos, devs and gurus who guide us and help us in our faith.
So in our JVD, we have a particular order and we always say it in that order as we praise each individual's glory. So first is Karta, of course, I get that. But then why is Krishna Swami Maharaj next? Didn't we learn that after Karta, Param Guru is the next greatest entity?
Wait, hold on. We didn't even finish Karta's lines yet. You said Param Guru gave Karta 5 adjectives, right? These 5 adjectives describe Karta. Adya, Sakrat, Swaraj, Karunesh, and Kaival. Right? But I always forget what they mean. I've learned them many times and I always get them confused. Like I know one is about how compassionate Karta is and one is about how Karta doesn't have a beginning, middle, or an end. But then I forget the others and which word means what.
That's okay, it happens. Param Guru explains each of these adjectives in great detail in the Karta Stuti. But we can do a quick refresher before we move forward. The first adjective, Adya. Roshan, you actually already defined this one. The word means that Karta is timeless. Karta Adya Che, meaning Karta does not have a beginning, middle, or end. The second adjective, Sakrat. Karta is self-illuminated, self-sustaining energy and has created this entire universe. Swaraj. Karta is all-encompassing. No one can match or equal Karta's abilities. Karunesh. Roshan, you also defined this word. Karta is compassionate, benevolent, and impartial. And Kaival. We actually discussed this adjective in great detail during the Karta Stuti translations. Kaival means that Karta does not have any opposing traits or qualities.
Okay, so do you see Param Guru explains each and every one of these adjectives in Karta Stuti? So first and foremost, we say glory to Karta. Now to answer Kajal's question, our next line of the JVD is Shri Krishna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Yes, Kajal, Param Guru is the next greatest entity after Karta. But in order to preserve the respect, the Guru Shishya, the Guru Disciple tradition, Param Guru made Krishna Swami Maharaj as his Guru. Because of this, Shri Krishna Swami Maharaj's Jai goes before Param Guru's.
Even though Param Guru is Guru Maharaj, he made a guru to honor this ancient and holy tradition. and he has made sure that his guru's name is always before his own. Now, the third name in our JVD is Param Gurus. Param Guru Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj Ki Jai.
So that is Param Guru's full name?
Yes. And now remember, Param Guru has a few names. We can call him Karuna Sagar, Kuver, Bal Kuver, Kaival Veta, and the list goes on. But we will do a future satsang in which we will explain the meanings behind all Param Guru's names. For now, we know that the third line in our JVD is for Param Guru. What are the next six lines?
Oh, I got this. Each line is for one Acharya. So after Param Guru, we say Dvitiya Kura Acharya Shri Narayan Dashi Maharaj Ki Jai.
Right. Dvitiya means second. So Param Guru appointed Narayan Dashi Maharaj to be the next leader, the next guru of our sampradaya. So what does Kuver Acharya mean?
Okay, I guess I can take this one. Acharya is a type of guru. There are different levels of guru, like from primary to intermediate. A guru who has reached Acharya level is the highest form of guru with respect to education and recognition. So each of the gurus in our sampradaya reached Acharya status, and that's why they are the gurus of our sampradaya.
Okay, like how there are different levels of professors in college, like assistant, associate, full term, tenured?
Yes, kind of. And Kuver is one of Param Guru's names. We put Kuver in front of each of the Acharyas in our sampradaya. It is like a way to identify them that they are Acharyas in this sampradaya, which Param Guru established. So each line, we say the numerical order, Kuver Acharya, and then the name. So who is next?
Dvitiya Kuver Acharya Shri Baldev Dashi Maharaj Ki Jai.
Yes, Dvitiya means third. Shri Baldev Dasji Maharaj was one of Shri Narayan Dasji Maharaj's shishyas. Shishyas means students. And Shri Narayan Dasji Maharaj appointed him to be the next leader. Okay, who is next?
Chaturth Kuver Acharya Shri Bhagwan Dasji Maharaj Ki Jai.
Exactly right. Chaturth means fourth. Shri Bhagwan Dasji Maharaj was a disciple of Shri Baldev Dasji Maharaj, who appointed him as the next leader. Okay, so do you see a pattern here?
Yeah, the next Kuver Acharya in the line was Shishya. He was a Shishya of the Kuver Acharya before him. And each Kuver Acharya gets to appoint one of his Shishyas to be the next leader of the sampradaya.
Yes, exactly. So who is next?
Pancham Kuver Acharya Shri Prayag Dasji Maharaj Ki Jai. And Pancham means fifth. Shri Prayag Dasji Maharaj was a Shishya of Shri Bhagwan Dasji Maharaj.
Good. Next.
Shashtam Kuver Acharya Shri Shitala Dasji Maharaj Ki Jai. Shashtam means sixth. And Shri Shitala Dasji Maharaj was a Shishya of Shri Prayag Dasji Maharaj.
Yes, and a fun fact here. Pujya Shri Prayag Dasji Maharaj served as the Sampradaya leader for 40 years and worked with Shri Shitala Dasji Maharaj for a very long time. Okay, who is next? This one is a big one for us.
Saptam Kuver Acharya Shri Avichal Dasji Maharaj. That is our Guruji. He is the current leader of our Sampradaya. He was Shri Shitala Dasji Maharaj's Shishya.
Yes, and our Guruji has been the leader of our Sampradaya for how long? Does anyone know?
Well, it has to be long because didn't Guruji become a sant at a very young age too?
Yes, he did. So Guruji became a sant on May 31st, 1969. He received Diksha from Shri Shitala Dasji Maharaj on this day. He was 18 years old only. And then in just a couple of short years, on January 14th, 1972, he became the leader of the Sampradaya. He was just 20 years old at that time. So he has been the leader of our Sampradaya for the past 47 years, and he has done a tremendous amount to further Param Guru's Gnyan. Now, who is next in our JVD after Guruji?
Shri Sabasantan Ki Jai.
Yep, this line pays respect to all the other santos in the world who have given up materialistic lives to help better the community, who have become true Vairagis. Okay, who's next?
Hold on. I'm like saying the order in my head, okay? Shri Sab Devan Ki Jai?
Yes, so during this line, we pay our respects to all the Devis and Devdas because they are above us too. The word sub means all. Okay, so who is next?
Shri Gnan Sampradaya Ki Jai.
Yes, this one is to show respect for our Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya is based on Gnan, knowledge. We don't have colorful stories, we have knowledge. Stories are for entertaining, but knowledge helps us understand the true meanings. Okay, next.
Shri Guru Gadi Sarsapuri Ki Jai.
Yes, so Guru Gadi. Guru means teacher. Gadi means seat. Param Guru established the Guru's Gadi in Sarsa, a village in Gujarat, India. So in this line, we are paying our respects to this physical location. This location in which Param Guru sat and gave us all of this knowledge. This location in which each of our acharyas has sat and continues to sit to further this dharam. And now, for our last line.
Shri Kaival Dham Ki Jai.
Kaival Dham. Dham means place of residence. Kaival Dham is where Karta resides, and so we are paying our final respects to Karta's Dham, Kaival Dham. And that is our Jai Vidhi.
Wait, at Mandir, we also say Shri Kaival Gnan Mandir Ki Jai Jai Jai. We forgot that.
Okay, we didn't forget about that, but we only say it at our Mandir to show respect for our Kaival Gnan Mandir Chicago, the Mandir in which we are standing when we sing this Jai Vidhi.
I know, but I just want to say it because we say it at our Mandir.
That is good. Every Mandir might add a little something. But the important thing is that the original content should not change. So Kajal and Roshan, we have just finished the Karta Stuti Sakhi and Jai Vidhi. The first section of the Upasana is done. There are still few more sections to go, but this is a good stopping point. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I learned so much from just this one Prathna in the Upasana. I cannot wait to continue listening to all of the other episodes. This is really helping me connect to our faith.
That is really awesome. But what's really important is that you listen and implement. We are doing this Upasana translation so that we can connect and be able to understand our faith. We also want to be able to implement. This means making sure we do Upasana every day, making it a habit in our daily lives.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad you brought this up, Radhi. Nitya Niyam is so important. So Nitya means consistency. Niyam means rules. Combined, these two words means following rules with consistency. Doing something every day at consistent time and manner is called Nitya Niyam.
Guruji says there are two main reasons for Nitya Niyam. Number one, it helps strengthen our minds. Number two, it helps lead us to spirituality. And true spirituality helps keep peace in the community.
So do either of you remember which one of our acharyas really emphasized the importance of Nitya Niyam? Roshan?
Haha,
Roshan, you better get this right. We have learned this in satsang so many times.
Radhi, that was a long time ago, but let me think. Oh, I know. Pujya Shri Sitala Dashi Maharaj.
That is correct. Pujya Shri Sitala Dashi Maharaj gave us Nemi Na Nav Niyam, the nine niyams every Nemi should follow. Nemi is a word used to describe extremely devout bhakts who do all the nine niyams, who follow all the nine niyams.
We won't go into these niyams today. Let's save them for another satsang. But it is important to remember, we can only make progress if we stay consistent. So, Kaival youth, keep listening, keep learning, and let's get our Upasana in motion.
Yes, as always. Radhi and I had a great time translating another part of our Upasana. We are excited to see you all next time for our next episode. And we had a blast with our two KY guests.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Radhi. I had a blast too. I got to learn so much and I got to roast Roshan, which was, you know, the best part. So when is the next episode coming out?
Good question. So y'all remember we said this episode had an exciting announcement. KY is releasing a mini episode in just a couple short days for all of our amazing Kaival youthers. So stay tuned.
What is it about?
You will have to listen to find out. But our next Upasana Translations episode will come out in 2 weeks. We will have two new KY guests and we will dissect another part of our Upasana. For now, Sat Kewal Sahib, everyone.
Sat Kewal Sahib. Peace out, Kewal Youth. I'll be back.
If you ever have any questions about anything, feel free to email us at satsang@kewal.org.
This work is copyrighted 2019 by Kewal Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kewal Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kewal Youth. For more information, visit www.kewal.org or email satsang@kewal.org. All rights reserved. Sat Kewal Sahib.